Jeremy, my middle name.
Okay. Thank you, mate, for accepting my offer and joining my show. It really means a lot about me. And it really is, but
awesome.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes,
now
I can hear you.
Okay, so maybe we can go for the questions. I have a couple of questions to ask you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First, I want to ask you how and why you choose to become a podcaster and entrepreneur. Why and how?
Why? Because I was, very frustrated in my career, and I wasn't happy doing that. I was a high school teacher. I had my master's in ancient history, which apparently isn't a very applicable skill when you try to go out and get a job. So I was teaching school here in the U.S. for a couple of years, wasn't very happy. Then I had a family situation happen that was, pretty difficult at the time. And I was kind of like, well, I don't know if I want to be working for somebody else for much longer. So I ended up actually going through a whole bunch of different things. It took me, I think, like maybe 4 years to really find like what I'm doing now. And because I think a lot of times people think you just decide, you do it, and you're going to be successful. And it's like, yeah, but there's a lot of work to back that up. So I went through selling life insurance. I sold products on Amazon, had a network marketing business, until eventually I had a lot of success with starting my podcast. I really just wanted to, I guess, serve other people that were in a place that I was in. And because I was communicating to them in that way, it created a really big impact because I was just talking to people just like myself.
All right. That's awesome. As you grew as a child, a teenager and such, did you have that entrepreneurial mindset or not?
No, I definitely did. I had a newspaper route as a kid that I started doing at 11 years old, and I did it until the time I was just about 18. And I guess I kind of figured at 18, like, hey, I'll go out and get a real job, which is funny because I still made more delivering newspapers for quite a while. I got the route when I was 11, and we had like 80 subscribers. And by the time I was done at 18, I had 275 subscribers. So I did very well with building that up over the years, left it in a significantly better position than it was. And Christmas time was always good because I would get about $2,000 worth of tips from all of my people I was delivering to, so that was really cool as well.
Do you think that education can help someone become an entrepreneur? Do you think that going to a good university can build ourselves a better connection than actually working in a startup or something like that?
Well, I think that depends, right? Like it depends on your situation, right? Because if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, you should definitely go to school. And I don't want anybody operating on me that hasn't done any of those things. So I think there's certain careers where it's very, very necessary. But I think it's untrue that everyone needs to go to college. Because even if you look at the career I'm in, like it's not something you learn in school. And even if you wanted to be, like, let's say, a digital marketer, like you don't learn how to be a digital marketer in school. Like they don't teach that because it's just not something that's developed in that way in the school system. So I don't think there's certain careers I think you do need like a higher level education, a university or something like that for, because they're very, very skilled positions. But I think many other positions you can gain so much more knowledge and experience from doing it. I've learned way more doing everything I'm doing now and learning how to do it rather than what I did in school.
All right. That's pretty awesome, man. Thank you for sharing that wisdom. I have so
Absolutely.
Many questions to ask you. Well, do you think there's actually one keyword that can help or that describes your success? Like persistence, hard work, smart work, What are keywords for you?
I'd say persistence, honestly, because I think that so many people think that success is overnight and they think that you do something once and you get it. I read a book called The 10X Rule when I was, I don't remember the age. Let's go with the year. I think it was like 2012 or something around there. And because when I first jumped into sales, if I'd call one or two people and nothing would happen. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm really bad at this. Until I realized, like, hey, you want to make a sale, man, you need to call 100 people. So for me, I learned very quickly that it's persistence. It's the amount of time you do it, the length of time you do it. And that's really what's going to get you there, because you're going to see that, you know, the battlefield is littered with, you know, all the people that have kind of given up on the way there. It's persistence that's going to get you there.
Before joining the podcast, why the podcast and on niche, why did you decide to study exactly history? It was because of your parents or because you liked history? Because for me, man, I love history, but it's like a hobby, not
sure.
I want to study.
I'm just the world's biggest nerd, man. Like, I guess that's the only way I can describe it. We actually just got back from a trip to Rome, and we went to Pompeii and stuff like that. And for me, like, I love history. I'm just, like, so interested and motivated by it. Now, the thing about that, though, is I wasn't really considering careers and, like, what a career would look like or any of those things, like, when I jumped into that as, you know, like, as somebody in school. I just was very excited about history. I had this obsession with Alexander the Great all through school, and I was always very interested in him. And my graduate thesis is actually on how Alexander the Great inspired, 400 years of ruler worship in Rome. So to me, it was always just interesting. It was always something I followed. I wasn't really concerned with how career ready it was going to make me. Looking back on it, I probably would have just made history a hobby rather than something that was, going to be career oriented.
All right, good. Did your parents support you on your path, after college? Did they support your podcast journey, or they wanted you to stay as a, professor on history?
Not initially, you know what I mean? Like, not initially. There was a lot of pushback on it. There wasn't a lot of excitement on it. But kind of the more I did it, the more success I had, and the more I proved myself, that, I guess upset turned to admiration and help and excitement. And it's really cool, because I feel like, even those relationships have gotten better because of now I've proven myself in this new realm, and that's something that I really enjoy.
Awesome. Who's the person that impacted your business journey the most? I know that parents, maybe at least for me, they impact my podcast journey a lot because they support me. But for you, did you have any mentors or anything?
Yeah, I worked for this woman named Karen Green for about a year after I went through all these different businesses at her marketing agency. And that was actually when I started the podcast. And she was always, hey, you need to chase this dream. And she was always empowering me and teaching me. And I still reach out to her for advice on different things from time to time. So she's always been somebody that I guess kind of had faith in me before I had faith in myself, and I've always appreciated that.
All right. Which books actually helped you on your path? Which knowledge, there's a lot of books, shows, which books actually, impacted you the most? Because, the books are essential. When you say someone rich like Bill Gates, first thing that comes in your mind is that they read a lot of books,
Yeah, I'd really just point to one, and that's the 10x rule. That's just because it was a total game changer. Like, it had none of the by Grant Cardone. Like, I didn't have that mindset. I didn't have that idea. I would have quit a lot sooner had I not realized the amount of effort it actually takes to get the end product that you want to get. So that was really a game changer for me. It changed so many different things. It changed my mindset. Changed the targets I was setting. Changed the amount of effort I was putting towards the targets I was setting. Like, it was a really big deal.
All right. Awesome, man. So have you ever been able to meet some bigger entrepreneurs, like, as you said, Grant Cardone, or maybe some billionaires? And such?
Sure.
I mean, I know that your podcast is probably on top 100, at least on my opinion, on my list, but have you met any bigger entrepreneur that gave you important advice for your future that actually helped you, not just, like mentor, but gave you advice that is worth a whole book,
Yeah, no, totally. And it's funny you say that, because it's just like, I think we're at almost 600 episodes now, and I've talked to so many incredible people like Grant Cardone, Seth Godin, famous football players like AJ Hawk. Like, I've gotten to talk to so many different people. But I did have a really cool conversation with the with Jeff Hoffman, who was the co-founder of Priceline.com, which is a billion-dollar company, and he was a billionaire when we spoke. And to me, he said that the most interesting thing that he values in staff or people he's hiring is their aptitude, which is their ability to learn quickly and apply quickly. And to me, that's always something that I've looked for in the people that work for me. And so seeing that Jeff was looking for that, it just made me feel so much more certain because, hey, the guy's a billionaire. So obviously he knows what he's talking about at that point. So I think I'm kind of in the right path. So that had a really, really big impact on me. Jeremy, my middle name.
Okay. Thank you, mate, for accepting my offer and joining my show. It really means a lot about me. And it really is, but
awesome.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes,
now?
I can hear you.
Okay, so maybe we can go for the questions. I have a couple of questions to ask you. If you don't mind.
Sure.
First, I want to ask you how and why you choose to become a podcaster and entrepreneur. Why and how?
Why? Because I was, very frustrated in my career and I wasn't happy doing that. I was a high school teacher. I had my master's in ancient history, which apparently isn't a very applicable skill when you try to go out and get a job. So I was teaching school here in the U.S. for a couple of years, wasn't very happy. Then I had a family situation happen that was, pretty difficult at the time. And I was kind of like, well, I don't know if I want to be working for somebody else for much longer. So I ended up actually going through a whole bunch of different things. It took me, I think, like maybe 4 years to really find like what I'm doing now. And because I think a lot of times people think you just decide, you do it, and you're going to be successful. And it's like, yeah, but there's a lot of work to back that up. So I went through selling life insurance. I sold products on Amazon, had a network marketing business until eventually I had a lot of success with starting my podcast. I really just wanted to, serve other people that were in a place that I was in. And because I was communicating to them in that way, it created a really big impact because I was just talking to people just like myself.
All right. That's awesome. As you grew as a child, a teenager and such, did you have that entrepreneurial mindset or not?
No, I definitely did. I had a newspaper route as a kid that I started doing at 11 years old, and I did it until the time I was just about 18. And I guess I kind of figured at 18, like, hey, I'll go out and get a real job, which is funny because I still made more delivering newspapers for quite a while. I got the route when I had 11, and we had like 80 subscribers. And by the time I was done at 18, I had 275 subscribers. So I did very well with building that up over the years, left it in a significantly better position than it was. And Christmas time was always good because I would get about $2,000 worth of tips from all of my people I was delivering to. So that was really cool as well.
Do you think that education can help someone become an entrepreneur? Do you think that going to a good university can build ourselves a better connection than actually working in a startup or something like that?
Well, I think that depends, right? Like it depends on your situation, right? Because if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, you should definitely go to school. And I don't want anybody operating on me that hasn't done any of those things. So I think there's certain careers where it's very, very necessary. But I think it's untrue that everyone needs to go to college. Because even if you look at the career I'm in, like it's not something you learn in school. And even if you wanted to be, like, let's say a digital marketer, like you don't learn how to be a digital marketer in school. Like they don't teach that because it's just not something that's developed in that way in the school system. So I don't think there's certain careers I think you do need like a higher level education, a university or something like that for, because they're very, very skilled positions. But I think many other positions you can gain so much more knowledge and experience from doing it. I've learned way more doing everything I'm doing now and learning how to do it rather than, what I did in school.
All right. That's pretty awesome, man. Thank you for sharing that wisdom. I have
absolutely
so many questions to ask. Do you think there's actually one keyword that can help, or that describes your success, like persistence, hard work, smart work, you know. What are keywords for you?
I'd say persistence, honestly, because I think that so many people think that success is overnight, and they think that you do something once and you get it. I read a book called The 10X Rule when I was, I don't remember the age. Let's go with the year. I think it was like 2012 or something around there. And because I when I first jumped into sales, if I'd call one or two people and nothing would happen, I'm like, oh gosh, I'm really bad at this. Until I realized, like, hey, you want to make a sale, man, you need to call 100 people. So for me, I learned very quickly that it's persistence. It's the amount of time you do it, the length of time you do it. And that's really what's going to get you there, because you're going to see that, you know, the battlefield is littered with, you know, all the people that have kind of given up on the way there. It's persistence that's going to get you there.
Before joining the podcast, why the podcast and on niche, why did you decide to study exactly history? It was because of your parents or because you liked history? Because for me, man, I love history, but it's like a hobby, not
sure.
I want to study.
I'm just the world's biggest nerd, man. Like, I guess that's the only way I can describe it. We actually just got back from a trip to Rome, and we went to Pompeii and stuff like that. And for me, like, I love history. I'm just, like, so interested and motivated by it. Now, the thing about that, though, is I wasn't really considering careers and, like, what a career would look like or any of those things, like, when I jumped into that as, you know, like, as somebody in school. I just was very excited about history. I had this obsession with Alexander the Great all through school, and I was always very interested in him. And my graduate thesis is actually on how Alexander the Great inspired, 400 years of ruler worship in Rome. So to me, it was always just interesting. It was always something I followed. I wasn't really concerned with how career ready it was going to make me. Looking back on it, I probably would have just made history a hobby rather than something that was, going to be career oriented.
All right. Did your parents support you on your path, after college? Did they support your podcast journey, or they wanted you to stay as a, professor on history?
Not initially. You know what I mean? Like, not initially. There was a lot of pushback on it. There wasn't a lot of excitement on it. But kind of the more I did it, the more success I had, and the more I proved myself, that, I guess upset turned to admiration and help and excitement. And it's really cool, because I feel like, even those relationships have gotten better because of now I've proven myself in this new realm, and that's something that I really enjoy.
Awesome. Who's the person that impacted your business journey the most? I know, I know that parents, maybe at least for me, they impact my podcast journey a lot because they support me. But for you, did you have any mentors or anything?
Yeah, I worked for this woman named Karen Green for about a year after I went through all these different businesses at her marketing agency. And that was actually when I started the podcast. And she was always, hey, you need to chase this dream. And she was always empowering me and teaching me. And I still reach out to her for advice on different things from time to time. So she's always been somebody that, I guess, kind of had faith in me before I had faith in myself. And I've always appreciated that.
All right. Which books actually helped you on your path? Which knowledge, there's a lot of books, shows. Which books actually impacted you the most? Because, the books are essential. When you say someone rich like Bill Gates, first thing that comes in your mind is that they read a lot of books,
Yeah. I'd really just point to one. That's the 10X rule. It's just because it was a total game changer. Like, it had none of the – by Grant Cardone. Like, I didn't have that mindset. I didn't have that idea. I would have quit a lot sooner had I not realized the amount of effort it actually takes to get the end product that you want to get. So that was really a game changer for me. It changed so many different things. It changed my mindset, changed the targets I was setting, changed the amount of effort I was putting towards the targets I was setting. Like, it was a really big deal.
All right. Awesome, man. So have you ever been able to meet some bigger entrepreneurs, like, as you said, Grant Cardone, or maybe some billionaires and such?
Sure.
I mean, I know that your podcast is probably on top 100, at least on my opinion, on my list. But have you met any bigger entrepreneur that gave you, important advice for your future that actually helped you, not just, you know, like mentor, but gave you advice that is worth a whole book, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. And it's funny you say that, because it's just like, I think we're at almost 600 episodes now, and I've talked to so many incredible people like Grant Cardone, Seth Godin, famous football players like AJ Hawk. Like, I've gotten to talk to so many different people. But I did have a really cool conversation with the with Jeff Hoffman, who was the co-founder of Priceline.com, which is a billion-dollar company, and he was a billionaire when we spoke. And to me, he said that the most interesting thing that he values in staff or people he's hiring is their aptitude, which is their ability to learn quickly and apply quickly. And to me, that's always something that I've looked for in the people that work for me. And so seeing that Jeff was looking for that, it just made me feel so much more certain, because, hey, the guy's a billionaire. So obviously he knows what he's talking about at that point. So I think I'm kind of in the right path. So that had a really, really big impact on me.